Welcome to the PlayStation 5, a central podcast. We'll give you all the news, the reviews, and the
rumors
on the PlayStation 5. That's upcoming games. I'm joined by the God of Thunder, the Trophy Hunter, the Gallivanting Man, Jordan.
What's going on, man?
And he's...
I was going to come up with this really elaborate, like, response to you, and then I sort of froze. I don't know what happened there. A bit of stage fright.
Stage fright. Episode 170.
In front of you. Been friends with you for 15 years and had a bit of stage fright in front of you.
It's because I told you about the millions of people watching and listening around the world.
Millions watching at home. They call, live from the Shrine Theater.
They call me the employee of Vicast's YouTube channel, Dan Allen Gaming, Dan the Man. I'm sorry that we didn't get an episode out last week. Guys, you can blame Vicarth. He's a complete and utter lunatic. Isn't that right, Jordan?
Bloke is. He's been on benders. He's been on all sorts.
People, you guys won't even know who he is now. It's been so long since he's been on.
Tell you what, gets married, changes a man. I got married. I'm here. What's his excuse?
Hey, you've become more of a gamer since you got married. You went the other way. He went the
little bit.
He went the wrong way.
He went the wrong way. Do you know what he might need to help him become more of a gamer again? The PlayStation Portal Man, which is our lead story.
Hey, a lot of us are messaging us saying that they're really enjoying it. So I don't get the pushback on it and the price when you've got all these people saying that they're loving it.
Do you know the pushback is? The pushback is the people who were never going to get it in the first place. And who probably aren't even in the ecosystem. And it's definitely a thing that it's not for everyone. Not everyone has a use case for this, for the PlayStation Portal. I think we've described what our use case will be, especially myself. I know you've got a bit more time to game, Dan, with like with the way your career works and everything like that, but you're still going to find as much use out of it as I think I will. But yeah, it's not going to be for everyone. There's a bit of entitlement that goes around that people think everything has to be for them, and it's just not the case. It's just not the case. Not everything is going to be for you, and that is okay. And if the PS Portal is not for you, that is okay. But there are clearly people who it is there for, because the numbers are pretty good so far.
Anything close to the PS Vita? And remembering those days and the PSP, sign me up, I say.
Yeah.
Reliving those memories. I can't remember the first PSP game I ever played. I reckon it would have been a FIFA game, believe it or not. But I loved it because it was that small screen experience that you never really got. I mean, I did get it with Pokemon on the Game Boy.
Pokemon? Sorry. I thought you were saying you got Pokemon on the Vita. I'm like, what homebrew nonsense have you got?
Yeah, that's the hack version that we don't talk about on here. No.
Yeah. I remember my first PSP game, because I remember going, do you remember when Game came to Australia?
The retail store,
It's a UK thing. And if GameStop and EB Games are branded with Red, which is EB Games is the GameStop equivalent down in Australia, for those who don't know. And it was that one right near us, Dan. And, yeah, didn't last very long, and then it was gone. But, yeah, I remember that was where I got my PSP from, and I remember going to buy games, and I remember Mum was with me, and I'd won a footy tipping competition, and I'd won, like, $600 or something. And so, and like, I was only in high school, really early high school when this happened.
And you just
I remember
to
going
one.
To buy games. Yeah, and I really wanted one, because I think my cousin had one at the time, and I was like, I really want one of these. And because I'd loved my Game Boy. My Game Boy is probably what I did most of my gaming on before I got a PS3.
What did you play on Game
Boy? So I was
like,
I want to get one of these. Sorry?
What did you play on Game Boy? Sorry to derail you.
Pokemon. Pretty much Pokemon is what I played exclusively. I dabbled in other games, but I never played like those tentpole games.
Donkey Kong?
I think I had Donkey Kong Country 2, but Pokemon was my go-to. That was just what I played on my Game Boy. And I got, so my PSP, I got Transformers the game, and I got Tekken Dark Resurrection, I think were the two I ended up with. Oh, and Ape Escape. And Ape Escape was horrible. I remember hating it so much. I won't say it's horrible. I just remember hating it. But I remember playing Transformers. It was Transformers the movie, the game. based on the 2007 movie, the first Michael Bay one. And it was pretty bad looking back, and it was so short. But I was going to say, you had the right idea, and I had the right idea with Tekken. The best thing to do with your handhelds like your Vita and your PSP was buy games that weren't story-based because you could get more out of the games you bought, like a FIFA or a fighting game, or even when like Killzone Mercenary came out on the Vita, have a game that you could constantly go back to and play and not have to worry about story, because it meant you got more out of it. Because otherwise the games were only 4 hours long. Remember the God of Wars on the PSP? They were.
I was going to say, were you into God of War then? Were you a big
fan?
Yes. Yeah. Was it Ghost of Sparta? Is that the PSP game?
There was two. There was Chains of Olympus, which was the first one, and that was set before the first game.
Yeah.
Like right before the first game. And then there was Ghost of Sparta, which was set between one and two. And I remember getting Chains of Olympus, and I beat it twice in a day.
Twice like in I got a day?
It that day. Yeah, I got it that day. It was a Saturday, and I went out in the afternoon. I probably around lunchtime. Came home, like sat down, played it, beat it. And then we had people come around for dinner. And I remember saying to Mum, oh, I beat this game already. And she's like, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Because she'd bought it for me.
Yeah.
And then I ended up, while we had people over, we were just sitting there watching TV or whatever after dinner. And I sat down. I was like, all right, I'm just going to play this again.
How long was it again?
It'd only be like 3 hours.
See, I always hear the best game of all time on the PSP. Not the Vita, the PSP is Peace Walker, Metal Gear Solid.
Yes, I hear the same. And you know why? Longevity.
True.
Yeah.
But for me, I think the most fun I had with a game on that would have been GTA, Vice City.
Oh, Vice City Stories?
Vice City Stories, yeah.
Yeah, exactly the same. Again, because it was long. I remember that was one of the first games I remember finishing and going, oh, this isn't over, is it?
Getting that feeling of, yeah, it's over now.
Yeah, I really like Vice City Stories. That was such a good game.
And now we've come full circle. When the game's over, we're like, finally it's over.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah.
Now I can move on to the next one of 100 on the backlog. No, these days when a game's over, it's kind of bittersweet if it's a good game.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man, but it's good. You want it to be bittersweet when it's over because you want to be wanting more. You don't want it to be a game where you're like, oh, thank goodness, that's finally done.
Yeah, and you had that recently, didn't you?
Yeah, what did I have that with?
Final Fantasy, but you didn't even finish it.
Yeah, I do want to go back to Final Fantasy. I definitely think that was the mood I was in, and because Spider-Man was so fast.
It is a good game. Like, Final Fantasy is a good game. You do have to be in the right mood to sit there and watch basically hours of cutscenes.
Yeah. That day I ended up playing nothing because I downloaded Cyberpunk, but it had to download. And then I was like, oh, stuff this. I can't be bothered sitting around. So I think I got up and like went and mowed the lawns and did other stuff instead.
I don't feel like I can comment too much on Final Fantasy. Because I'm so new to the franchise. I played Part 1 remake. And now 16, and that's it, really.
I'm exactly the same as you. That's all I've played.
So I do like to tell people that because people are so – it's such a beloved franchise.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just not – I just didn't grow up with them like others did.
Yeah, exactly the same.
And, I do love turn-based games, so maybe I should go back. If anyone suggests any of the older Final Fantasies that I might like – I know, is it six? Is that one that gets thrown around?
Six, seven's a loved one. There's remastered versions of, I believe it's 10 and 10-2, and then maybe 8 as well.
I think, 8, I believe, is one of the best ones. The problem is they're in Roman numerals, and I'm so thick in the skull, I can't compute the Roman numerals into what it actually is.
BI6, yeah.
On this list,
but you know how it also gets confusing?
Yeah.
It also gets confusing because people will be like, oh, you know, we played Final Fantasy IV, but that's actually 3 in Japan, or like it's actually 6 here. It's like, what? Why can't they all be the same number?
Is that okay?
Yeah, there's some nonsense like that as well where it's like Final Fantasy III here or Final Fantasy III over in Japan is actually Final Fantasy VI here.
Well, Resident Evil is, you know what Resident Evil is in Japan?
Yeah, Biohazard, yeah.
Biohazard, yeah.
Yeah. So when it was called Resident Evil Biohazard, and then in Japan, I'm pretty sure it was Biohazard Resident Evil.
Oh man, it's pretty crazy.
Resident Evil.
I want to go to Japan, man, in the next few years.
You know, I don't see the Alua. Just don't see it.
Really? I thought you'd be the first one to want to go there.
No. And like, I know there's lots of cool pop culture stuff, but no, it doesn't really interest me.
So where would you go next?
I'd honestly go back to America again.
Bloody bastards. Sucking up to the listeners again.
No, hey, don't get me wrong. Country's got a lot wrong with it. It's got more wrong with it than it does right.
No, I want to go to the UK for all our UK listeners. They've got
Disneyland.
I want to go to the UK all across the mountaintops.
That'd be lovely.
Anyway, the PS Portal. So what was the story?
Our original topic. What a tangent. What an absolute, what a tangential tangerine that was.
I know.
The Portal. So the Portal's been tracking all right. So it's actually going to be tracked as a console, which is interesting. So it's not going to be tracked as a handheld or an accessory.
Oh, so this counts as a PS5 sale?
No, it is separate.
Okay.
It is separate. So it's a new hardware platform. So this is according to Matt Piscatella. It'll be – so PlayStation Portal will be tracked as a new hardware platform with spending included in the hardware total per manufacturer request. Now, that tweet was actually deleted by Matt Piscatella, apparently, but it is going to be tracked as a console, it looks like, for the time being. Interestingly enough, we don't have solid sales numbers, but we do have some from Spain, and it actually outsold the Xbox Series family of systems. They sold 5,700 units in what I'm assuming is the first week in Spain. And across the Xbox Series X and S, they only sold 3,700. So 2,000 units more isn't anything to sneeze at. Now, those numbers are obviously quite small fry because that's one country in 1 week of quite a niche accessory. So keep that in mind.
Well, this is the thing. This article, what are they trying to do with this article, Jordan? They're trying to get engagement on the console wars. Yeah. It's a very specific article, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because what else? One country that outsells Xbox.
Yeah. But is that the only data we have? Because I haven't seen any other data. I know that it's sold out. I know in like 2 weeks ago there was articles going around with the fact that it's sold out already. So I know that.
But as you said off air, it is the first week, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That was just the first week. So it is very specific, and I wouldn't expect that stays the same for a long time.
I've seen unboxings. I think I like the look of the screen, and people are saying, oh, why don't you just use the backbone? I've got a backbone, and looking at the photos people are sending me and the videos and stuff, it's night and day difference. It's a night and day. This looks more of the premium version, which you'd expect for the price. You would expect that.
But the backbone honestly feels like temporary solution to a problem, and then PlayStation's come out and says, here, this is the solution for your problem. And I know it's a problem that PlayStation created because they let you remote play anywhere, but now, like, here's, if you want to remote play, here's a dedicated device for that. You don't have to worry about getting messages during your games. It's going to muck up your stream. You don't have to worry about anything like that. You want to stream you want to remote play your PlayStation 5 games to the couch, boom, get this device.
We haven't got it yet. We're going to get it in when, Jordan? When does it come to us?
I believe it's February 13th or 14th. I'll have to check my pre-order.
I'll play it for all week to see how it goes. I'll put it to the test. But by the time we get it, I'm sure there's already people already that have done comprehensive.
It's good that the rest of the world's beta testing it for us. That's the way I look at it.
I haven't looked into the battery life. I'd like to know if it holds up. For anyone who's got a little bit of
searching while we're here,
send us your live feedback. I'm enjoying what I'm getting from you guys now. Most of you are enjoying it and really loving it. So I can.
So it looks like just according to a Wired article, about 6 to 8 hours of charge. It's not bad. Are you really going to be playing this thing for more than 6 to 8 hours at a time? And if not, if you are you not just sitting near a place where you can charge it? You know what I mean? Like, it seems a bit silly. And when it's USB-C, it's going to charge pretty quickly.
Yeah. Let us know, guys. Keep us coming in. We probably won't talk about it again until we actually get our hands on it, unless something big happens with it.
Yeah.
I did see, this isn't in our news stories for the week, Jordan, but I did see Avatar Frontiers, people are playing it, not just reviewers. Yeah. I've seen other people get their hands on it some way or another.
What are they saying? Don't break my heart. What are they saying?
No, I don't know what they're saying. But I can tell you right now, it'll be a solid 7 out of 10.
Oh, it'll be swimming in sevens. They'll be beautiful sevens, though. They'll be the best looking sevens, the best looking blue skin sevens you've ever seen.
Can I make a prediction? You're going to get pissed off by the map design.
You reckon?
Yep. That's my number one.
What does the map look like?
I don't even know. I'm not even going to play the game, cover it or anything. So I really haven't been looking. It's just a prediction I'm making. You are going to get pissed off. All I've seen is what they've shown, the gameplay Ubisoft has shown. I think you're going to get pissed off by the map and the map design. That's my number one prediction, everyone. You heard it here. Let's see if it comes true. And just to spite me, this guy's going to, the first thing he's going to say when he reviews.
Dude, I love the map, man.
Dude, I love the map. It's really good map, man. Number one thing in the game, the map.
Call me Matthew Johns. I love this map, man. It's so good.
Matthew Johns.
Yeah.
So Game Awards is up next week. We're going to do
finally get Bike the Dog back on.
Yeah, I like to do a little prediction on it. We're not going to go as hard as we did last few years. We'll just do the key categories, but we like to have a bit of fun with it. I think it's a good spectacle.
You know what's always good fun, Dan? Just to pause before we get into this next bit. It's always good fun seeing people lose their minds over nominations and what doesn't get nominated and what gets nominated where. All right, should some things potentially get moved around, that sort of stuff? Yeah, like, okay, that's fine to have that opinion. And sometimes it's not a wrong opinion, right? Mm. What's ridiculous is the way that these people carry on about it.
Oh, well, you saw the comment I sent you the other day. It was I wish they would take the awards more seriously for these categories. And then the comment straight under was, I only watch the awards for the trailers. You know, so you've got two contending audiences, and this is the balance that he has to strike with the show.
Yeah. Because let's be 100% honest, if it was just an awards show, the numbers would not be what they are.
No way.
The sponsors would not be what they are. Mm-mm. Not a hope in heck.
Well, look at the other award shows that don't do it, and you can see their numbers.
Yeah.
So
the award shows, like, what was the other one the other day? The Golden Joysticks. That happened. No one even knew. I didn't know it was happening.
No. Oh, that was a disaster. I kind of skimmed through it. Troy Baker was the host, and the crowd was shocking. That was so rude.
Do you mean the guy from Rocks On, from Spider-Man Miles Morales?
The crowd were rude. His jokes weren't landing. It was just kind of a disaster. I couldn't watch it. I just skimmed through it. But
yeah.
And then you got like the Dice Awards. Again, they don't pull in numbers. Game Awards is the only show in the gaming space that pulls in numbers.
Yeah.
So,
because if I'm being honest, only reason I watch is because of that. It's nice the awards are there and I'm interested in who wins the awards because it's always interesting to see. But I'm not emotionally attached to anyone winning awards. But I'm mainly there to see the reveals.
Correct. And he said there's going to be similar amount of reveals as last year. And Xbox have announced they're going to be revealing something there. So not sure what that is. But you can only pray it's a Hellblade release date.
That game.
Don't get you started on that game. I've still got hope for it. But I'm kind of wanting them to do a full reboot of Gears. I heard someone float that idea around the other day. Gears of War, reboot it like God of War and actually change the core mechanics of the game to something a little bit different.
Isn't it fantastic that God of War is the example? As a long-time God of War fan, it's so validating to see people lock to the franchise the way that they do now, and it's this shining beacon of what a third-person action game could and should be like. It's so validating.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It doesn't remove the criticisms of the earlier games, though, because they're definitely valid. But it's just nice to see that God of War gets the love it deserves now.
Well, Brad, my brother, he was saying the other day that he was playing one of the God of Wars and he was like 7 years old. So And, you know, what is the sex scene? Where you're like pressing
you got to push buttons and stuff. Yeah.
I asked him, what are you thinking? You were really young then. He's like, I was only worried about mum walking in. I didn't care.
Yeah. No, but I remember thinking the same. I was only 10 when I played it the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember, I picked it up from like Blockbuster and borrowed it. And I remember reading the back of it and it said something about Greek mythology. And I was like, damn, I'm there. I love Greek mythology. Hercules, my favorite movie. Let's go. And then, that happened. Gosh, damn, that's happened, all right. Yikes.
No, God of War 2018 is the what people look to when you look at how to revitalize a franchise, you know.
It's a verb now. Oh, they should God of War it.
It is. And sometimes it's a bad thing. Like, look at Immortals of Avium. They tried to God of War it a little bit.
Yeah.
I know you didn't play it, but they tried to God of War it a little bit. It didn't work, although I saw it pop up in a Mr. Beast video. So that wouldn't have been cheap to get an ad from him. That would have cost millions. Yeah. So they're still putting money in, EA. They're not giving up on it, you know. Tough year. Tough year to Very be a 7 out year. Of 10.
They we'll probably should have just held it.
So what were you saying? Avatar. It keeps coming.
Game Awards we were talking about. We talked about Game Awards. We're watching that sort of stuff. There was that thing, they're dropping the world premiere banner now. They're not going to have that anymore, which is, that's whatever. I think it was another thing blown out of proportion. Everyone thought they weren't going to have new reveals.
Are they going to up the security?
Yeah, apparently, yes. Oh, apparently they are. They are. Yeah, after what happened last year, they 100% are beefing up security. Hey, that just made me realize as well, we're probably only a few days away from seeing GTA 6. In fact, the mere fact that I've mentioned GTA 6 on this podcast means we're getting it probably within the next few hours, because that's the way this always works.
Don't say that. Please don't say that. No, they're not going on the Game Awards. Is that, you still think that?
Yeah, I'm firm on that.
I'm still firm on it.
The only way it goes on the Game Awards is if they pay Rockstar to get it.
You'd be pissed. It just comes back to the other reveals would be absolutely pissed.
Yeah.
If you were on the same show. Although you can look at it the other way. Oh, you're getting more eyeballs on the show overall. I'm on there. Don't know. We will see. They said early December. So. Yeah.
I reckon it could be Monday. Like Monday or American Tuesday. Time.
Yeah. Could be Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, do it at the beginning of the week. Give it time to breathe and be out of the way of the Game Awards and then let the Game Awards happen. Are the Game Awards next Friday for us?
It's the 7th, so that's a Friday for us, yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to watch on a Saturday.
10 a.m. Friday. Something like
that. Yeah, I have to go. I got my Christmas party that night for work, so I have to watch it on a Saturday morning.
Will you get spoiled?
No, I'm usually pretty good at staying off my phone. I do forget sometimes. Like, I got spoiled for what happened at Survivor Series at the end before I'd watched
CM Punk.
I'm like,
returns so to the WWE.
I couldn't be angry. I couldn't be angry and annoyed in real time about it.
Oh yeah, you don't like him, do you? Yeah,
no,
it's hilarious. So you weren't happy about that?
I wasn't. I wasn't happy. I'm just like,
you don't care. You don't care. Yeah.
Literally couldn't care. Yeah, and I just find it also. If I'm being honest, that's a conversation we can have off camera.
Well, I want to do a wrestling episode, go through the games with Jackson.
So I would love
You can join, definitely.
I would love to.
And we're also, me and him, we might even do a Baldur's Gate spoiler cast for anyone that wants to see that. Just because
Dan, you were saying you finished it for the fourth time now.
I haven't finished it for the fourth. I'm on my fourth.
You're on your fourth and fifth.
I got two going. Yeah, continues to be easy game of the year. T-Lau 2. Have we talked about T-Lau 2? I don't think we have talked about T-Lau 2 remastered. I don't think we have, because I don't remember talking about the new Lost levels and the new mode that they've got, the survival mode. Oh, anyway.
The roguelite mode.
What's your opinion on the whole thing?
I'm excited for it. I'm really excited. I Last of Us 2 is one of my favorite games of all time. It's up there with The Last of Us 1, but I can't really decide which one I like more because I think they're both fantastic. I'm really excited. Again, this isn't going to be for everyone. If you played it once and didn't enjoy it, that's okay. You don't need to play it again. And this isn't for you. This is for people who the show captured and then made people go and play the first one. And then when people want to go play number two, here's the most updated version, up-res, whatever, for them to play. That's like just how it is. And you get some extra bells and whistles on there. And there's an upgrade plan as well, which is fantastic.
What is that? Is that $10 upgrade?
So I think it's more than $10. I think it's 20 US.
AUD. 20 AUD.
Oh, it's 20 AUD. Beautiful. So 20 Australian dollars gets you the upgrade if you've already got the PS4 version. Awesome.
Which would be 10 US, I think.
Yeah. I'll day one this. Easy. I'm really happy about it. But I get if you didn't like Last of Us 2, okay, you can be upset, but I don't think it's the wrong move. I think it's wrong to say that this is a bad move to make.
$10? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You get the guitar.
And obviously
free
there's
play.
The full release. Yeah, and there's the full release as well. So if you don't have the PS4 version, you buy it full price.
There's yeah, nothing
which
wrong
as
with
you
that.
Should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it just makes sense. It was always going to happen. It was more a matter of when, not if. And yeah, they're throwing some extra bells and whistles in. So one of the things is they're throwing in lost levels, so levels that never made it to the final game. There's something interesting to note about that. So with those lost levels, I should mention, I don't believe they're playable, or they are playable and they're not playable in the main story though. But you'll be able to go through them, learn the intention of the level, what was going on and why it was cut, and it's going to have commentary over the top of it.
That is really I've cool. never seen that in a game.
No.
I could be wrong. I no, do not remember them cool. ever doing that in a game.
No. And then apparently these levels are actually going to be we'll see some of them, maybe not all of them, some of them we'll see in the TV show in season 2.
Someone's left a comment, 3 unfinished levels to play. Did they hand the development over to EA? I mean, I see where he's coming from, but it is just, I guess they've just thought, what else can we add to this to give guys extra content kind of thing?
Yeah. The fact that there's commentary, if it was just like, if there was no commentary, I'd be like, oh, okay. But the fact that there's commentary and you're going to find out why it was cut, cool. Where do you reckon it is? If you had to think about the game and where would you imagine it's going to be?
Well, I'm just looking at this short clip and it's the town is what I'm seeing, town at night.
Like at the very beginning?
Yeah. So maybe you explore that. I'm not sure. There's so many areas in that game. As long as it's not in the snow annoyed me. But
yeah, I was originally going to say maybe at the very beginning there'll be a scene,
but
a level that they can't.
The survival mode, the roguelike mode, that sounds pretty cool. At least they got
that.
Yeah,
that sounds interesting. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. January 19, that comes out 2024. So I wouldn't mind playing the game. Is there a full commentary by Neil for the full game?
I don't believe so.
If there is, I wouldn't mind doing that actually. Playing it through with commentary, if that is a thing. Because I feel like it was for the first one. Yeah, we've talked about why isn't The Last of Us on PS5 for so long and now it's finally here. So
yeah,
it was happening all along. Dragon Dogmas 2. Dragon Dogmas. Dragon's Dogma 2
yeah.
is coming March 2024. They're quite confident on this game. I'm not going to lie.
I think they should be. I really think they should be. This is a bit of a spiritual successor to Shadow of the Colossus in that, in a very loose way, because of the way you take down the massive bosses that are in the game, like you sort of climb on top of them and you've got to find their weak points to take them down, these massive monsters. And it's interwoven into this like RPG game where like it's action RPG. Where you sort of have, from the original, you used to have like these pawns and they were NPCs that would follow you and you could make them and then share them with your friends and then they could use your pawns and level them up as well. So it had a really interesting party system. It didn't really get the love it deserved on PS3. There was definitely an audience.
It was a bit of a sleeper cult classic in a way.
That's definitely the best way to put it. Definitely a sleeper hit.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone that played it always kind of mentioned it, you know. Every time I look at it, I get more and more impressed. I'll definitely be trying it out and playing it. Yeah, definitely.
It reminds me a bit of Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, where it's a massive sleeper hit.
I remember not liking that at the time, but you did, didn't you?
No, I really wanted to like it. Tom really liked it. Yeah.
Tom, our friend.
Yeah, he really liked it, but not me.
But everyone talking about, everyone in the community of this game is hyping it up. So they're all enjoying it and they're all looking forward to it. Most anticipated game I get thrown around of next year. So there is an audience looking very much forward to that one. And I'll be jumping in on board March 22nd for that one.
Yep.
Now, Jordan, Fallout TV series, we got some images. And I got to say, I was really impressed with what I saw of those images.
I'm really impressed as well. Yeah.
I thought they really but the look of it is spot on.
Yeah. Doesn't James Marsden, is that his name? Is it James Marsden who plays the ghoul?
Well, he was in our favorite show. Oh, did you watch it? It's
James Marsden.
Jury Duty.
No, I don't know this.
Oh, you should check it out. Yeah, you should definitely watch it. Big show of this year, one of the breakout shows of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. It's basically, the premise is this one guy thinks it's a real court case and he's in the jury. Everyone else is an actor and everything goes wrong. Everything goes crazy. And this one guy has no idea it's all fake. But he wins like $500,000 at the end because everyone feels sorry for him.
Yeah. What's it on? I want to watch this.
It's on Prime.
Prime.
Definitely watch it anyway.
I'm totally into that. That sounds fantastic.
Prime have put some good shows out and they're behind this as well, Fallout.
Yeah.
Obviously behind The Boys, which I got to watch that new show, Gen X?
Gen V, yeah. I'm watching Invincible at the moment and that's
Invincible,
fantastic.
Yeah, I got to watch that. So they got a few good shows over there. Now I know why I'm keen on this show, Jordan. Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy.
The Westworld creators.
Yeah. There we go. Chris Nolan's brother, John Nolan. There you go. And Todd Howard's involved as a producer.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Do you think it's weird? So, yeah, there's screenshots here. We can't really convey what's going on through here, but, like, there's a picture of a vault dweller in, like, the classic vault dweller outfit. There's some power armor suits. There's a picture of the ghoul. What's interesting to me, so James Marsden is playing the character, and his name is The Ghoul with capital T, capital G. But there's more than one ghoul. Do you reckon it's going to be that, like, he's just the one in that area and there's no others?
Maybe for the first season or something. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Because maybe this is an area, because this is apparently all canon. So this is going to exist in the same Fallout universes, 3, 4, New Vegas, all that sort of stuff.
I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. And this is happening in LA, apparently, Los Angeles.
This could be the next big show.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. There's enough there. There's all the political intrigue of, like, what happened leading up to it. There's all the stuff that happened in the vaults. There's all the stuff that happens when you get out of the vaults.
Because I'd argue The Last of Us was a big hit this year.
Huge hit.
In mainstream. I'm talking mainstream. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
So I think this could go mainstream too. Oh, 12th of April next year.
Yeah. This can go mainstream. And it's the same reason Last of Us did. There's nothing like essentially video gamey about it. Like, yes, it is a video game. When you look at Sonic or Twisted Metal, they're very video gamey. They're a bit hammy and that sort of stuff. And I know Sonic's probably not the best idea because it's a cartoon and all that sort of stuff. And it wasn't a video game. Oh, I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Mario was video gamey. That went big. But that is Mario. It's a cartoon, kid friendly. Had everything.
You look at Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal didn't hit as hard because it was a bit too video gamey still. Because it's a bit of a weird one to make in the first place. Same as like Horizon. I can't see Horizon going mainstream because I think it's a bit too video gamey.
And they're doing a show for that, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing a show for it.
Yeah. No. Check out the screenshots. They've nailed the look. So now they just got to nail really the story. Good.
Yeah.
But I'm confident with those Westworld creators. I'm actually quite confident that they're going to nail it. I feel really – it kind of sucks Westworld got cancelled. I see what happened. Like, it kind of went off the rails a little bit, but That first season was really great, Westworld.
Do you reckon they should have just stopped after season one? They should have just gone, that's it.
It should have just been.
I haven't watched it. Yeah, I haven't actually watched Westworld. But I mean,
there was
a
lot of loose
ends,
from what I heard. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was just, it was very complicated. Very, very overcomplicated, I guess, for many people.
Were they, yeah. Were they loose ends where the questions were better than the answers?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones. And you have to, the answer has to be better than the question. And that's what Lost did, I thought. For the most part, Lost, you don't give me that face. We're talking about the first few seasons. The whispers and that the intrigue of that, and then some payoffs there. You know, it was a great show, Lost, at the time. It just slowly declined, like most shows, sadly. Mm.
That was due to the writer strikes as well, though, wasn't it?
It was, not a lot of people know that. Yes, the writer strikes were involved.
Same as Heroes. Remember when Heroes started and that show was booming?
What happened?
Absolutely booming.
So what happened?
Writer strikes.
Really?
Writer strikes killed it.
You know, if you want a show that stays strong the whole time, Breaking Bad.
Very, very good. Do you know another show that's probably not, I wouldn't say strong, but is extremely solid all the way through from that era? Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, yes. Good choice. I didn't know you've watched that.
I loved it. That was I didn't want it to end. Really didn't want it to end.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
What's the closest game to Sons of Anarchy, you reckon, George?
Day's gone. I can't believe they sold that to us as though it was supposed to be Walking Dead meets Sons of Anarchy. And there was two people left from the bicycle gang.
It wasn't Sons of Anarchy. It was a zombie game. Come on.
It was meant to be. They were cashing in on that. And there was two of them.
It was more of a romance. I was more invested in the romance.
Yeah.
Because you got
it. Would have been like, making your own motorcycle club, like you recruit members.
John, you're giving away a great idea here. This could be our game we could make.
Oh, yeah, man. We'll get on the development now. Can we HTML it?
That's a great idea. Do you reckon
we can use Scratch to code it?
Couple more stories here, Jordan. Cult of the Lamb. They've been stirring up a bit of, not controversy, but a bit of hype. They got a new free major content update.
Yeah, well, they did make news a little while ago because when that whole Unity shamble happened, they said, hey, better download our game soon because we're deleting it from the store on the 1st of January so that they don't get a send from us from when you download it. They end up, that obviously got rolled back at Unity. But yeah, there's another free major content update coming because they already did one. I don't remember the name of it.
They said
well, we are taking it down. We will not be giving Unity a cent. So download it before. Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
So they said download it before January 1st because it will be gone.
Good on them.
Yeah.
I reckon.
But yeah, amazing. And they're from Melbourne, Australia. Love them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if they're all from Melbourne, but the studio's in Melbourne at least.
Good on them. Great stuff.
So this major update is called Sins of the Flesh. It is coming next year, just in time for when the PlayStation Portal comes out, because this is the game I want to replay. I want to play the other update and this one now. And so it's meant to add new features, stories. It's going to launch for free. And it looks like it's going to be like about romancing, because if you look at thumbnail for it, it is cultists all around in a circle and they've got like leaves covering their private parts. So, yeah, that's awesome. Cult of the Lamb is definitely a sleeper hit from last year. It's such an awesome game.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Get on it, guys. I want to sneak one in before we get.
Yeah.
So Call of Duty, man, we never talk about COD on this show.
Never, man.
I remember someone said, is this a Call of Duty podcast? Was one of the comments because we just talked about it for weeks on end. If you don't know, guys, we grew up on COD. Of course, it's going to be a big topic.
Three of us became such good friends through COD.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Call of Duty 2024 reportedly returning to Black Ops. What a surprise, Jordan. You wouldn't believe it. No way, man. Treyarch, Black Ops.
They will definitely call this. Do you reckon this is going to be called Black Ops? Just it. That's it. Black Ops. And they're going to recycle it again like they did with Modern Warfare.
No, it's Gulf War. So I believe it's focusing around that. Whether it's the same characters from Cold War, I guess they'll probably bring over. I mean, what's the difference in timelines? That's the thing you've got to figure out there. Right. But that's
Black Ops is honestly a franchise. The first two were so good, like the campaigns I'm talking about. Especially the first one, that twist with Reznov, fantastic. And the second one was okay. Menendez, was that his name? Was that the bad guy, Menendez?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was great. Three, didn't play the campaign. I remember playing the end mission with you going, what is going on here? And then four, obviously didn't have a story. And then Cold War, I didn't play.
Yeah, that's five. Yeah, so this is six.
Yes, that's five. So this is meant to be six. Yeah. So, yeah, meant to be, you know. Yeah.
They're going to bring back round-based zombies as well is the...
Oh, thank goodness.
Is the rumor, yeah. So
I don't think it'll happen. My wish is, can we at least make it a mode where you don't have to do story stuff and can it just be like... I feel like the mayor from The Grinch when he's like, can we just have Christmas the way it should be, Grinchless? Except I'm like, I just want zombies the way it used to be. Easter eggless.
Sorry to go off another tangent. Is you know how you said Cars 2 is not a good movie? Is Grinch a good movie?
The Grinch is probably my favorite
movie. Oh, there we go. I agree. I think it's great. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Legend.
My absolute legend. Favorite movie.
Yeah, sorry. What were you saying?
I'm sick of all the nonsense that comes with zombies now.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't like the new one, mate, that's for sure.
No, I didn't. That's why I haven't touched it. And I know that I'm probably a nostalgia head, and I know that there is an audience for the new one. So I know I'm in the minority, but I would like at least a mode that is just the way it was on Black Ops, because they definitely found success there. You can't say that it wasn't successful because people played it, people bought the new maps when they came out. I don't mind a bit of Easter egg stuff, but I hate the nonsense of like stand in front of the dragons and kill the enemies there to get the sword that then unlocks this, that then like, nah, sorry. Literally,
if they're going to do that, it needs to be a bit more simple or more, because the stuff they make you do is so random and so it can be really annoying. Like you've got to kill a certain amount of zombies in this circle and then bring this artifact here and four people have to have a certain weapon and all this random shit. It's just too much to coordinate. Yeah.
Do you remember on Shangri-La, one of the things you had to do was you had to like blow up a claymore and then part of the, you had to kill an enemy with it and then that thing had to like go into the wall and if it didn't work, you had to get like another claymore to do it. I'm like, are you kidding?
What was that in?
That was on Shangri-La. So that was the third.
Yeah,
that was the DLC map for Black Ops.
What was the one with the electricity, the blue map?
Was that Mob of the Dead?
No. One of the more original, smaller contained map, kind of like a warehouse.
Derice.
I think that's it, yeah.
Derice. It was German for the giant. And that was the one with like, that was the first one that brought in the teleporters. Is that the one you're talking about?
Correct, yeah. I like that map. Yeah.
Yeah. Original World of War maps and then the Black Ops maps. Moon and... not so much Shangri-La, but Moon was pushing it, whereas like this is a little bit too much going on here. Those original maps are fantastic. They're so good.
Yeah, Derice, Derice, whatever, yeah. That was a good one. You know, so Gulf War reportedly going to be the next game. And these rumors are always right, basically, for COD.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt these.
They're pretty much bang on usually, so... Okay, final story, Jordan. What have you got for me?
So it looks like Frontiers of Pandora is going to be canon. We talked about Fallout being canon in the Avatar universe. Frontiers of Pandora is going to be a canon part of James Cameron's Avatar universe, which is pretty cool. So it means it's going to be meaningful. It means whatever story goes on here is actually going to not exactly be relevant for the movie, but it'd be nice if maybe a character pops up. So... the Massive Entertainment director, Magnus Janssen, explained that everything in the game's newly created Western Frontier is now Avatar lore. So the Western Frontier, he says, is no less a part of the world of Avatar than what's in the movies. He's also revealed that there is already some talk about maybe using some of the stuff that we did in the upcoming movies, which, amazing. That's great. I really, 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 really like that. So apparently three of the new Na'vi clans are being introduced in Frontiers of Pandora, and they are the Arunahi, the Zeswat, and the Kamatiri, which is pretty cool. I really like Avatar, completely unironically. I think it's pretty fun. I think it's this gen Star Wars, so I reckon that's cool. I'm just excited about it.
Not hearing any chatter from anyone about it. Not any hype.
Nah, because it's exactly what we thought it was going to be. It's Avatar Cry.
Should go back and hear our initial thoughts when that was released, what we said.
What did we think? I want to know.
I haven't listened, but I reckon everything we said, we hope it isn't, is what it is.
Is what it is.
What it is.
But you know what? I haven't done wrong by us. Because, well, I haven't done wrong by me because I'm still going to play it.
Well, you haven't played Far Cry in years, so you're not even burnt out from that franchise at all.
Nope. But I wouldn't. If this was a new Far Cry, I wouldn't play it. It's the fact that it's Avatar that's the reason I'm playing it.
So you're an IP whore, is what you're telling me?
No, I know what I like. And so the fact that it's this, I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
You sure do. I should also mention CD Projekt Red, Phantom Liberty sold really well, like 3 or 4 million already. Really great numbers. And they've now, their main focus is now wrapping up on Cyberpunk and is now moved to The Witcher 4. So
yeah.
I can't wait for Witcher 4. It's going to be...
I'm happy for you.
My prediction is it's going to be the game of the year for that year.
I think you could easily say that. Yeah, I think it'll be the Baldur's Gate of that year where it's pretty unanimous.
Hopefully we're alive when that's out in 2028, what do you reckon? 2027? PS6?
29, I reckon.
Oh, shit. You can't say that.
No, that is 29. A long... That is, sorry. For some reason, I thought it was 2025. I don't know why I thought that. I'm thinking 2 years ahead. I reckon announced
I'm
for
saying
27.
I'm saying 27.
I reckon announced for 27, pushed back to 28.
I will play this audio back in that year. Okay. Jordan, it's been a pleasure to be with you, mate.
You'll play it back in 2028 and we'll be like, oh, we're still waiting for Mike to get back. He's due back on this podcast any day now.
Yeah, he's coming back next week. So the floor will be his to relive his last month or two. Bloody bastard.
Some say he's still outraged by Starfield's map.
Oh, God, that guy's funny. His rants are fucking funny. You just got to let him go. Yeah. He's quite funny. Now, Jordan, you'll be playing Cyberpunk this week if you get a chance.
Yeah, once Friday's over and I've got my reports done.
But
I will, playing Cyberpunk.
You've got Avatar next week.
And then, Avatar next Thursday. Dude, this time next week it'll be Avatar Eve.
No one is saying that, man. You're the only one.
I don't care. I'm glad
Avatar
I'm excited.
Eve.
I'm glad that I'm excited. Don't hate, appreciate.
No, I'm not raining on your parade. I'm just saying.
And you need to know. I know it's not going to be amazing. I know it's going to be totally fine.
I couldn't care less if they get sevens. I couldn't give a fuck what the reviewers say.
I think I have it in fantasy, so I want it to do okay. But I don't really care what anyone else says.
Oh, the fantasy. Shit. Should we quickly check that? Fuck me.
Yeah, I think Vikes won now. I think Vikes locked.
I think I've lost. I'm going to have to throw in the towel.
That's usually what it means if we say Vikes won.
No, it's a three-horse race. I was hoping to get second, but nah. I think I'm gone. I'm not looking good.
Yeah, let's have a look here. We're putting it up.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah. So I won't say who's won or anything yet. But here's what I've got. So in terms of games still coming out for the rest of the year, technically there's three, but it looks like only one of them is going to come.
And what's that? Avatar?
Would be Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. Vike has Sons of the Forest and Metal Slug Tactics. Sorry. that are meant to come out but have no date. Dan,
no, they're not. They're not coming. No.
You're all cooked. You're done. So at the moment, you're in third place out of three with 109, and then I'm in second with.
Do you know what? I was sure. I was sure I was going to win. Sure as rain. You know, I thought there's no way.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League as high up as it is, and I'm like, really?
Well, yeah. Look, I got pretty unlucky. Tekken 8 and Suicide Squad are coming out January and February of the next year. Yeah. And Sorka 2 is coming out in March, I think. So, and Warhammer got pushed recently as well, so that didn't help.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Just didn't come together this year. We'll regroup next year. Well.
It happens.
You can't win them all.
Yeah. But now it looks like Vike will win. Vike had some heavy hitters. He had Legend of Zelda get him 32 points. Final Fantasy 16 got him 18. Dead Space got him 19. Street Fighter 6 got him 23.
Street Fighter won him. Street Fighter made him beat you, basically, I reckon. That pick.
And then I had Redfall, which got negative 11.
Oh, yeah. That hurt you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was – what were you thinking with that one?
It didn't look that bad. I would have thought – because it was a late pick. I would have thought it had got me all right. Sea of Stars was a really good pick by me, completely random one. I can't be like, oh, I knew it was going to be good. But it was a completely random one by me that got me 19. But I didn't really have many other heavy hitters. Everything else was sort of like – everything else was under 20. Well, my only one that got over 20 was Spider-Man.
Here's the key thing. You didn't have many games that didn't come out. And same with Vive.
Yeah.
Whereas I had five, which is just dumb.
Yeah.
My strategy was pick things that are coming out this year. Yeah,
great. I really do like this. I really like as well that we don't have it, that it's something we need to check on all the time. I love that we do it, that we just set it, and then let's see what happens and track it as the year goes on.
Because no one's going to put the same effort in all year.
No.
You find that there's always someone that puts in more effort than the others. And I like the set and forget.
Yeah, I'm a big time set and forget.
Who won last year?
You did, I think.
Let's have a look. Yeah, I did. So I got that. There's that. I did win.
And last who year. Won the year before? I think maybe you did. I haven't won yet.
Jeez, you only lost by 3 points to Vike last year. That's unlucky.
Yeah.
The year before, did we do it the year before?
Oh, here's a fun activity.
We did.
So I'm on our 2021 league. Let's quickly look and see if there's any games on here that still haven't come out. Right. First one, Last of Us Factions 2. That's still not out. Little Devil Inside. Still not out. It
is. Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake.
Yeah.
Still not out.
Vike had Sons of the Forest in 2021 and he's got it. Oh, sorry, this is you, Dan. You had Sons of the Forest in 2021. Vike has it now and it's still not out. Vampire the Masquerade, still not out.
What the fuck was I thinking? Call of Duty Vanguard was my fourth pick. What an idiot.
That's so bad.
What an absolute idiot. My
Hollow Knight Silksong, still not out. Hellblade 2, still not out. Let's see. Prince of Persia, yeah. Vampire Masquerade, yeah.
It's hilarious looking at this.
Cuphead, that's out. Forza, Gotham Knights, Crossfire X out.
Bloody Vike won that year as well, so he's 2-1 up. Fucking bastard.
Yeah, there you go. How about that?
Oh, well, you're due next
year. I need to win. Next year I need to lock in.
You're due next year. I think you were robbed this year. Personally, because Street Fighter probably – it's a great game. Does it deserve that high? Questionable. I mean, it got him 23 points. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's been a pleasure to be with you, Jordan. Enjoy your week.
Been a pleasure with you, man.
I'll be playing –
You too.
BG3.
And Baldur's Gate. It'll be good to have Vike back. I'm excited. I haven't chatted to him for ages. I haven't seen him or really spoken to him since his wedding. So
we'll see Vikarth next week.
Yeah.
And the viewership is going to rocket down as soon as he comes back. Ah, the poor man.
Poor man. Oh, yeah, we have a chance for Rocket later, speaking of rocketing.
I think we might have to.
Yeah, after 10.
4 foot donkeys. This
the 4 foot donkeys, that's us.
Get it? 4 foot donkey. So what I like to do is moments into a game, I will throw 4 foot donkeys into the chat, hoping that the players will. And one time the other day, they actually did 4 foot straight away, didn't they, Jordan?
We literally had been playing for 31 seconds. You sent it in the pre-game chat and they were like, what, really? Okay. And they did.
And then what was the next game? I threw it out there again and I think we got smashed.
So I think we scored a goal in like 19 seconds and you threw it out and then we ended up forfeiting.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh, man. They're hacking.
Nah, it's hacking. All for a laugh. That's all good.
Nah, they're hacking. I don't believe it. You couldn't beat us. A Rocket League. Come on.
No, never.
That being said, it's been a pleasure to serve you. Take care. Ta-ta. Enjoy your day.
Boy.